Hi, everyone, and welcome back to PolishPod101.com. This is Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 22. Is this a Polish bath or a Polish park? Eric here.
Cześć, Emma Żena.
In this lesson, you'll learn about the usage of the verb
jechać,
which means to go by some means of transportation. The conversation takes place at a bus stop.
It's between Kasia and Felipe.
The speakers are friends, so they'll use informal Polish. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
To gdzie jedziemy?
Do łazienek.
Do toalety?
Nie, to jest park. Park łazienkowski.
O, autobus. To nasz?
Nie wiem. Przepraszam, czy ten autobus jedzie do łazienek?
Tak.
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
To gdzie jedziemy?
Do łazienek.
Do toalety?
Nie, to jest park. Park łazienkowski.
O, autobus. To nasz?
Nie wiem. Przepraszam. Czy ten autobus jedzie do łazienek?
Tak.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
To gdzie jedziemy?
So where are we going?
Do łazienek.
To the baths.
Do toalety?
To the bathroom?
Nie, to jest park. Park łazienkowski.
No, this is a park. Royal Baths Park.
O, autobus. To nasz?
Oh, there is a bus. Is it ours?
Nie wiem. Przepraszam, czy ten autobus jedzie do łazienek?
I don't know. Excuse me, is this bus going to the baths?
Tak.
Yes. Marzena, can you tell us a little bit more about the Royal Baths Park?
Park Łazienkowski, which is literally translated as Baths Park, is located in the Polish capital of Warsaw on Ujazdowski Avenue, which is the name of a street with quite a few tourist attractions. The park was designed in the 17th century, and many parts of it were built over the years.
It's the largest park in Warsaw, covering 76 hectares of the city center.
That's right. Some of the most famous things about the park are the peacocks that roam around freely, as well as the Chopin Monument and the Palace on the Water.
I guess the park is a favorite place for walks among people living in Warsaw.
Yes, and that goes for tourists too.
Make sure to check it out, listeners. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
jechać.
To go.
Jechać. Jechać.
Next we have
do.
To, until.
Do. Do.
Next we have
toaleta.
Lavatory, toilet.
Toaleta. Toaleta.
Next we have
park łazienkowski.
Łazienki park.
Park łazienkowski. Park łazienkowski.
Next we have
autobus.
Bus.
Autobus. Autobus.
Next we have
nasz.
Our. Ours.
Nasz. Nasz.
Next we have
ten.
This.
Ten.
And last.
Kierowca.
Driver.
Kierowca.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
nasz,
which means our, ours.
Nasz is the masculine form, so you can use it together with the masculine nouns.
And what about feminine nouns?
In that case, please use nasza. The neuter form is nasze, and the plural is nasze.
You can use it in the same way as the English our or ours. For example, you can say
nasz autobus,
which means our bus.
Nasza stacja,
our station.
Nasza kolej,
our turn. Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say nasz pociąg już przyjechał,
which means our train arrived already. Okay, what's the next word?
The masculine noun, kierowca,
which means driver. It's a profession that was originally done by men only, so there's no feminine form of this word.
Right. So even if a lady is a driver, we will say kierowca. For example, Gosia jest kierowcą autobusu,
which means Gosia is a bus driver.
You can use this noun to talk about a person who is just driving a car. It's often used to say whether someone is a good or bad driver.
For example, you can say
Nie jestem dobrym kierowcą.
I'm not a good driver.
Mój tata jest dobrym kierowcą.
Which means, my dad is a good driver. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about the usage of the verb
Jechać,
which means to go somewhere by some means of transportation. In Polish, there are two words that mean the same as the English to go.
Right. We call them the verbs of motion. The first one is iść, and we use it in situations when we can reach our destination on foot. It also means to walk.
However, if you definitely need some means of transportation to reach your destination, like going to the mountains, to the sea, or going on trips, you should use the verb
jechać.
This verb has quite a few meanings in English, such as to go, to drive, to ride. Whenever you use this verb, it's saying that you are moving via some vehicle. As you already know, conjugation is crucial in Polish, so let's go through the forms of the verb. I go will be
ja jadę.
You go.
Ty jedziesz.
He, she, it goes.
On, ona, ono jedzie.
We go.
My jedziemy.
You go, in the plural.
Wy jedziecie.
They go.
Oni jadą.
Now let's go through a few examples of how to use the verb
jechać.
Imagine your friend asks you
gdzie jedziesz?
Which means, where are you going? If you are going to Germany, for example, you will say in Polish
jadę do Niemiec.
We wouldn't really think of walking to Germany. You will need some kind of transportation, like a car, train, plane, anything.
Right. That's why we use the verb jechać.
Another example might be
jadę na zakupy,
which means I'm going shopping.
If you use the verb jechać, we automatically give the information that we will use a car or other means of transport.
We can also walk, but then we would have to say
idę na zakupy,
which translates exactly the same in English, I'm going shopping. Of course, you can replace the person with the word for a means of transportation. For example,
ten autobus jedzie do Warszawy.
This bus is going to Warsaw.
Autobus is a masculine noun meaning bus, and it's followed by the third person singular verb jedzie. Then there is the preposition do, meaning to, and lastly the name of the destination. In this case, Warszawa, in its genitive case, Warszawy.
Listeners, in every sentence we have to use a preposition that links the verb and name of the destination.
In most cases, when we say that we are going somewhere, we will use the preposition do.
Please keep in mind that the noun that names your destination occurs in the genitive case. You can find a table with examples of the names of places in the nominative case, as well as their forms in the genitive case in the lesson notes. Okay, to sum up this lesson, let's give some sample sentences.
Sure. Jadę do szkoły.
I'm going to school.
Jedziemy do babci.
We're going to grandma's.
Kasia jedzie do Gdańska.
Kasia is going to Gdańsk.
What's one of the best ways to stay motivated while learning Polish?
It's watching your progress grow and knowing how much you've learned.
Did you know that you could do that at PolishPod101.com? You can track your Polish progress with the dashboard.
So when you complete this lesson, mark it as finished.
You'll see the checkbox above the lesson player on the lesson page.
Click on the Mark Lesson Complete checkbox and watch your progress grow at PolishPod101.com.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Do usłyszenia!
To gdzie jedziemy?
Do łazienek.
Do toalety?
Nie, to jest park. Park łazienkowski.
O, autobus. To nasz?
Nie wiem. Przepraszam, czy ten autobus jedzie do łazienek?
Tak.